What up, what up, what up, what up, my people? I'm excited to be here with you, and I have some fun, deep things to talk about, okay? Now, this is not going to be a particular thing for the beauty industry only, so you can pass this on to any friends, family members, but definitely take this in for yourself. This is something that I've learned through experience, and when I talk to you about it, you're going to say, oh, yeah, too, right? You'll immediately know that it's the truth, but then let's come up with some solutions so that we can live in this truth and not fall for, you know, what I'm going to talk about, and then also helping other people with it when you see that they're stuck in it and yourself. So this is it. This is what I want to talk about. I came across something the other day, and what it said was, comparison is the thief of joy. Now, we all know, you know, don't compare. Social media is making us compare way, way more to any average neighbor. You know, before it'd be like, oh, we just compare ourselves to celebrities, but it felt a little bit out of reach. Then there became these kind of influencer and more like rap star girlfriends and stuff. Then that became a little bit more relatable and closer to, so we thought, but we'd still be comparing. And now it's just, you know, oh, you know, I've talked to people this week alone, and just so you know, a few people that I was talking to and either coaching or like on a free consult call to see if they want to get into coaching, they said, well, you know, so-and-so started at the same time as me, and they might have been doing it for 5 years or 10 years, but so-and-so started at the same time as me, and it just appears, you know, that they're so much further along. And I was really happy that they used the word "it just appears," because it's right. If you haven't spoke to this person, if you're not in their daily life seeing how they really feel on a day-to-day basis, and you're just watching on Instagram, watching a bunch of images, then right, it is true. It appears that they're further along in their career. Maybe, maybe not, right? So now that's why I wanted to talk about it. Because yeah, we know that comparison isn't the right thing to do, and we're all heavily conditioned into it. So it's not like you're some weirdo for doing it. We're all in the same grab bag of madness together, right? Keeping up with the Joneses, keeping up with the Kardashians, keeping up with the Browns is like, that is made for comparison. And most of the people listening to this are born and raised living in America, or at least Americanized and culturized. You have to realize that we have been conditioned since day one to compare, because we live in a capitalistic country and a consumer driven country. So clear, and this open market thing, right? So it's really great that it is true. There is more freedom in the marketplace in America than other places. That you have an idea for now, right? You have an idea, you do it, you can make money, you can do stuff. With that, though, comes the byproduct of this comparison culture. So if you can get out of the comparison culture and still use the free market to make your money and do things, you'll be golden. You know, you'll be closer to inner peace. So let's talk about this. Why it struck me so much, it's like, yeah, duh, I talk about comparison all the time. I try to do it. When I do it, it feels terrible, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But that it's the thief of joy. That's deep, yo. Comparison is the thief of joy. And they had, like, a little stick figure cartoon where it was two stick figures, right? Looking the same body shapes, a stick figure. And one of them had, like, a little, kind of computer and briefcase, and said, oh, I really wish I had her career. And then the woman was looking at the other woman saying, oh, I really wish I had her body. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's, you never know what another person is going through. So the comparison game is so silly and so tricky. And I really know this to be true because, listen, I've been in rooms with all the people that America celebritizes, you know? Nicki Minaj, Mariah Carey, Katy Perry, Kanye West, Beyonce, Jay-Z. I've sat in these people's homes or in their trailer or hotels, giving them services. And the real gift of all of that, a lot of gifts for like the business side of things and my career side of things, but the true gift of all that was that God was working on me and through me to show me that there is no glass ceiling for humans and for people. These people that we celebritize and I grew up watching on rap videos, you know, I'm doing Eve's nails, Faith Evans, Puffy, these people I grew up like as a Biggie Smalls fan in Jersey, East Coast. So I'm now sitting in the same room doing things for them. But what it really got to show me is that there is gonna be no ceiling for me to get to any point where I'm not going to feel human, where I'm not gonna feel part of these human grab bags and these emotions. That's what you really get to see. What I got to see is Jay-Z and Beyonce chilling out in their house on a Sunday, their LA house. I'm doing I'm doing Jay-Z's manicure and pedicure. They're gonna be going to the, I think it was the BET Awards that night. It was back in the day when Beyonce was announcing her first pregnancy. It was that night, that day I went. And they're just sitting there finishing up breakfast. He's reading something in like People magazine or InStyle, and it said something like denim's really big. And he said, oh yeah, let's call her, you know, let's call so-and-so, the stylist, you know, and try to get some denim looks over here. And, you know, they're just relaxing on a Sunday morning, just living their life, doing their thing. They still have human issues, you know what I mean? One of them went to the bathroom in the morning, right? And probably didn't smell that great. It's like, there is no escape to this humanism. And that's what I wanted to just share with you and put in your mind. I don't need to meander and talk about this a lot, but I want you to just write this down somewhere. Put it in the notes in your phone. Put it on your, like something right before you go posting on Instagram and doing your work, right before you go into the salon, in the mirror. Comparison is the thief of joy. It's only a mind track. You're only in your mind trying to compare yourself to other people, right? And then it's stealing your joy, right? People get to me and they're like, oh, you know, you're not nervous. You're not this. You don't know. Either you don't listen or you haven't heard when I talked about it or you didn't ask. I'm super nervous. I cried for about a couple hours before I got onto this podcast. Guess why? Because I'm a human and I have PMS and like there's all kind of stuff. Right, so there is no escape to this. That's the tricky part, right? There is no escape for these kind of human emotions. And you know, I've been studying and practicing spirituality and deeper stuff like that for about 12 years. So there isn't really any escape after death and all that. But that's not what this podcast is about. That'll be some other time, some other day, when people can post consistently on Instagram and not be so bogged down with perfectionism and all that. Then maybe we could get ready for that. But that's too much to be talking about right now. But comparison is the thief of joy. So let's talk about some ways that possibly you can try not to compare. Because it's not, like I said, you're not some weirdo for doing it. We're conditioned to do it. We're conditioned to compare. We're conditioned to gossip. We're conditioned to talk about other people rather than really sharing and revealing ourselves. Or we share and reveal ourselves only the harsh kind of stuff, or overly sexual, overly aggrandizing, or being mean to ourselves. So what are some ways that you can help not be robbed of your joy? One would be, what is meant for you is meant for you, right? A lot of people talk about that, but do you really live it? What God has in store for you, no one can take away from you, because it's already been pre-written. It is already there. You can even try to stand in your own way, and eventually it will probably happen, but you can, you know, be so unwilling and so like, no, I'm not going to get out of my shell, or no, I won't do this, or no, I can't stop doing that, right? But what is meant for you is meant for you. And it's all in God's timing. Believe me, this is something that I deal with as well, right? My career is going well, but there is certain things where I felt something happened and I kind of put me on hold for like 5 or 6 years. I know there's so much more greatness, and I just had to keep going back to like, okay, in God's timing. And I could feel the stealing of my joy, because I'm like, but I want it now, and temper tantrum, da da da. But guess what? It's not going to come now. It's not. It is pre-written. God had the GPS plans, and that's that. Okay? Now, that's one way, and that would go under the category of what? Acceptance. Acceptance of what is actual true inner peace. I just read something the other day where it said that suffering is caused by wanting something different. meaning you can't accept what's going on right now, so you create your own suffering by not just accepting what's going on right now, right? That doesn't mean lay down and don't fight for what you want or don't work hard, but that. So I just wanted to talk about that quickly and talk about comparison is the thief of joy. So you can write that down, really put it in, and know that anytime you're feeling, well, so-and-so is doing this, and so-and-so is doing this, and so-and-so is doing this, number one, you're 98% in assumptions. You have no idea how that person feels, because believe me, I have been in those rooms with those celebrities, and then I have a little modicum of success, and the stuff that people put on me and think that somehow I'm in this superhuman category, and I no longer need to be encouraged, or I'm no longer nervous, or I think I have everything all figured out, and I'm confident, and all this, not true. I'll be honest with you, none of that is true. So I really can tell you, no matter where you get, there you are. You feel me? Okay, say you want all this success, right? Everything that you want. If you got it tomorrow, you might think, oh yeah, but everything would change. No, it wouldn't. You still have the turtle shell on your back of your old emotions, your old thought pattern, and everything else. And you would be going into all that success kind of assuming what it would look like and how it would feel and how people would respond. And I can guarantee you it won't. So let's try to really help one another out and just know, here's the thing. McDonald's, Burger King. I don't eat either of their food, and whether you do or don't, but it's clear I have, right? If you've known me for a while with my weight issues, right? But I don't. But just think of those two places. They're both doing just fine. They're both usually right next to each other or right on the same street. I've traveled a lot in the U.S., right? And there's these truck stops and that kind of stuff. At every rest stop or truck stop, they have the restrooms. And they usually have a McDonald's and a Burger King. Same rest stop. Both are taking it. Both are making money. Both are serving the same trifling non-food. Do you feel me? So it's like, why are you so wrapped up in comparing yourself to so-and-so that's down the street doing nails when you can't take all of their clients and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you've listened to me before, but I'll end with this. Anytime that comparison thing comes in and you're like, oh, it's stealing my joy, think about one high school. That's it. All I need to do is think about one high school, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. All of the students in there, all the students' friends, all the students' family, all the students' neighbors, all the people that work at the school, all the people that run the school, all the teachers. All of those people, I don't care if it's a real small town school, there's only 10 people per class, that's 40 people plus all the people that work, okay, we'll round it off to 100, right? Can you do all 100? Probably, but most high schools are bigger than that, so I want you to think of a big high school. Now there's 4,500 people at this school, including all the friends and family members and the teachers. You and me and about 5 or 10 other people can eat off of that entire school. That's one school on one block. Then there's office buildings, there's malls. So when you're getting into your head thinking, oh, there's not enough clients for me, and so-and-so's taking these clients, and that person's so far along, I bet they feel great. You don't know if they're at home with their man mentally abusing them. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't know. So step all the way out of the comparison game, because comparison is the thief of joy. Also, guess what comparison is? Shadow boxing, yo. You are fighting and getting upset over something that is probably most likely not true. You're letting your life and your moods and your modes and how you feel about yourself be dictated by a bunch of assumptions. Now, I know you're smarter than that, and I'm smarter than that, and I want to support you in that. So remember, comparison is the thief of joy. If you're feeling down and out and non-joyful, get into your own little mind and ask some questions. Am I comparing myself? Do I think so-and-so has this? Do I think so-and-so has that? So I'll leave you with this. I grew up with no family whatsoever. If you followed me, I wouldn't say no family whatsoever. In the beginning years, like up until 12, it was two really mentally ill, violent, crazy people with violence and chaos at all accords, and they were not on drugs or alcohol, although the house seemed like it would be a crack den, but it wasn't. Just crazy and violent and rageaholics, right? So that's where I'm at. Then, you know, I started to hang out with my grandmother maybe when I was like 40. I saw her when I was younger and stuff, but not really. So I've always had a gaping hole in my body for like family. Like, oh, I just want family. I want family, family, family. But then I was too scared of people to go be close to people. So I worked on my career. I worked on my career. I worked on my career. So I have a nice career, right? And I'm going to even do more with it. So lots of people come up to me and talk to me about my career and this and this and this. But you might not know that I would trade all of this in to have like the energy of a really loving Black America family. Man, when I go places like to North Carolina and stuff and I'm like, oh my God, I was invited to this woman's house. She was a Black woman. She made me the best lasagna I ever had, right? And it's like, and they were doing all kind of stuff, pedestaling me and doing your career and this and that. I would love to be in LA. And it's like, you just don't know. I would do anything. I would trade all that in. I never have to meet Mary J. Blige or Lady Gaga or anything just to have that type of family love. So I wanted to share that with you just so that that could help a bit. Maybe you feel like that, maybe you don't, or maybe you're like, oh, I would have never thought you felt like that. So it's important to know that you never know what people are going through, and comparison is never, ever, ever, ever going to work. So don't let it steer your joy. Send me some smiles. If you enjoyed this podcast, you know, let me know what other kind of topics you would like. I'm just riffing and just trying to share and help.